Morning's message is Dad's Footsteps. I want to say, again, Happy Father's Day. I said it in the opening prayer. Did that on purpose because I wanted it to, sometimes when we have special Sundays, whether it be a holiday like Veterans Day, Memorial Day, Father's Day, or whatever, Sunday, the purpose of Sunday gets lost in the holiday. First and foremost, we need to be worshiping God. Yes, it's Father's Day. We need to be honoring our fathers, but we don't worship our fathers. We worship our Heavenly Father, but we don't worship our fathers. Sometimes it turns into a a big, at some churches it may turn into a big, just Father-palooza. And there's really no trace of a worship service because it's just a big Father's Day service, period. And there is no really worship service within there. And I personally don't like that. And to try to stem that off, I personally wanted to start out by doing all our normal things, starting out with our prayer, and then saying basically Happy Father's Day within the prayer of invocation where I said Happy Father's Day to our Heavenly Father. So, Happy Father's Day to all our fathers here. And I have a couple of things that I want to read to you. A couple of sort of top 10 things. I thought I had a loud enough voice. A couple of top 10 things for you. Top 10 most notable TV fathers. Okay, number 10, Jim Anderson, played by Robert Young in Fathers Knows Best. That's number 10. Number 9, Ward Cleaver, played by Hugh Beaumont in Leave It to Beaver. Number 8, Mike Brady, played by Robert Reed in The Brady Bunch. Number 7, Howard Cunningham, played by Tom Bosley in Happy Days. Number 6, Heathcliff Huxtable, played by Bill Cosby on The Cosby Show. Number 5, Father Guido Sarducci, played by Don Novello on Saturday Night Live. Number 4, Tony Soprano, played by James Gandolfini in The Sopranos, giving new meaning to fatherhood. Number 3, Archie Bunker, played by Carol O'Connor in All in the Family. Number 2, Homer Simpson, played by himself in The Simpsons. Now, these last two really give you a whole idea of where our society is going. Number 1, Ozzy Osbourne, played by himself in The Osbournes. Yep. Top 10 most notable. So that means most noticeable, most understood, or most recognizable. Okay. Now here's a fun one. Top father-related songs in contemporary music. Number 10, Papa, Can You Hear Me? Barbara Streisand. And then number 9, Papa, Don't Preach, by Madonna and Kelly Osbourne, of course. You have to put Kelly Osbourne in there now. Number 8, The Child is Father to the Man, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I don't know that one. Number 7, Father, LL Cool J. Number 6, Oh My Papa, Eddie Fisher. Number 5, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, James Brown. Number 4, Daddy Sang Bass, Mama Sang Tenor, Little Babysitter. Number 3, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, The Temptations. Number 2, Papa Loves Mambo, Perry Como. Number 1, Papa Umau Mau, Papa Umau Mau. That's the Rivingtons. Okay. I think that's pretty much enough, except for top 10 English words for father on the World Wide Web. Number one, father. Number two, daddy. Or number two, dad. Number three, daddy. Number four, papa. Number five, pa. Number six, dada. Number seven, pop. Number eight, papa. Number nine, pops. And number 10, old man. As in my old man. Excuse me. All right. Well, what do we want to learn today? Well, what the Lord has for us to learn today is dad's footsteps, Ephesians 5:1, becoming imitators to be imitated. Ephesians 5:1 says a lot in one verse. Ephesians 5:1, I'm not going to turn there because I have it up here on the board for you. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. Ephesians 5:1. What does that say? Ephesians 5:1 says, therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. As dear children, what does that mean? Dear children, what does that mean? Children who are endeared to their parent. Children who are endeared to their father will imitate their parent. So, in essence, what it's saying is, therefore, be an imitator of God, just like an endeared child, just as a child who really loves or looks up to their father or their parent will try to imitate their parent. So, be a child who loves their father or loves God. Be a child of God who loves him so much that you want to imitate him. So, as the verse says, our children imitate us, good or bad habits. They'll catch them. This is a message that is short and sweet. You guys love that, right? So, here we go. You got the sound up for this, Isaac? On channel 4. Channel 4. So, as you can see there, if we follow the verse's advice and strive to be imitators of God, our children will be imitators of God by default. They will automatically start to follow good advice. But if we don't, they're going to do the exact opposite, right? So, there's a song out in country music today. I want to pass the words out to you. Wes and Dustin, if you guys could pass the words out. It just goes to show you, I know that I'm not a perfect dad, and those of you out here who are dads know that you're not perfect dads. I know there are things that you would rather your children not imitate that you do, just as much as there are things I know that I do that I would rather my children not imitate. The old do as I say, not as I do dilemma. You start finding them doing things and you ask them, where'd you learn to do that? Well, I saw you do that, Daddy. And you can't blame anybody but yourself. And things happen where you get to a point where you start seeing yourself in your children in good ways and in bad ways. And there are some things that we need to change about ourselves, otherwise we are going to doom our children to being like us in terrible ways. And that's why we need to follow God's advice and be like Him, so our children will be like us and therefore be like Him. Rodney Adkins, Watching You. There's a song that just hit me when I heard it the first time. not that I do what he's saying that happened in here, but I'm sure there are things that some of us can identify with that when we see our kid doing it, we're like, where'd you learn to do that? It happens. Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went flying, and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, then my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned, so I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool. I'm your buckaroo, I want to be like you, and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. I know I'm not following the beat to the music, so I just don't want to get sued, you know. We got cowboy boots and camo pants. Yeah, we're just alike. Hey, ain't we, Dad? I want to do everything you do, so I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. Just this side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son's Scooby-Doo nightlight, he crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, and ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I want to be like you, and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants. Yeah, we're just alike. Hey, ain't we, Dad? I want to do everything you do, so I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hug, said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. And then the chorus goes on again. See, now this song is mixed because it has one bad habit mixed with a good habit that this kid is following. Now, hopefully, that bad habit will soon get erased. And more good habits will be replacing those bad habits. And that's what we have to realize is, are we teaching our kids good habits or are we teaching them bad habits? And they're watching us, whether we realize it or not. When we're sitting in the front seat and they're strapped in the back seat in their car seat, they're watching how we react to the person who just cut us off. They're watching how we sit there and watch TV when the football game's on and our team just got called for a penalty that we don't agree with. They hear what we say, they see what we do, and as a father myself, I know that at times I don't react in the best ways. Now, I can honestly say I don't say any four-letter words, but I'm not saying that that's the worst thing that I could do either. There are far, far worse things that I could do than that, and I'm sure I've done them. That my kids are probably already imitating in their habits. But how do I break them of that? Show them that daddy's not doing that anymore, and that it's not cool, and that it's not the right way to act. So, why do I say all that? Because God wants us to imitate Him. It's not what I do. It's not what I say. It's not what I think is right or wrong. It's what God thinks is right or wrong. And what do I go back to? I go back to what Jesus said. Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself, and love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That is what we lean on. That is what we try to model. That is what we live by. That is what we go and what we model to our kids. That is what we are imitators of. That is what Jesus was an imitator of. Remember, he modeled his Father here on earth. And we are to model Jesus and the Heavenly Father by default because we're modeling Jesus. Because we are Jesus' brothers and sisters, we are also to model the Heavenly Father. We're to be imitators. Jesus said, follow me. That didn't mean just follow him where he was going. That meant follow him by his example he set before us. That meant follow him in everything he said to do, just like he said before his ascension. Now, go and teach them. If you teach them, you have to know what needs to be taught. And if you need to know what needs to be taught, that means you need to learn what it is to be taught. That means you need to study the material. That means you have to study the lesson plan. And if you study the lesson plan's right here. Everything that we need to know, now notice what I say, everything that we need to know about God is here. Not everything there is to know about God is here. Everything we need to know about God is here. Everything there is to know about God could never be contained in a book. And this is not just a book. This is the Word of God, living and breathing. But no matter how many pages you put it on, there could never be contained everything there is to know about God. But as we live our lives and as we get to know Him more and more, we will learn more and more about how to apply those words and how to live out those words and what they mean for us and how they apply to our children, how they apply to us, and how to actually model them better in front of our children. So, moms, dads, grandparents, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, learn from this. We'll never be perfect, but we can be as close to it as we can get as we live for Jesus as much as possible. So, thank you for coming out this morning and giving God your time. And fathers, once again, happy Father's Day. And let's take some time and pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you are the best example, you are the best role model that we could ever hope to have. As we live our lives, help us to look to you for all the help we need, all the advice we ever need, through your word, through prayer, through the example of your Son, And Lord, help us to be patient as we wait on you. And Lord, help us to continue to grow in our relationship with you as your son, his relationship grew with you over the 3 years of his ministry by leaps and bounds. And we always look at the times he spent in prayer as those re-energizing times. Help us to always know that we need times to re-energize too, and to take those times to get away and to pray. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.